Hello?
John, she's home.
Oh, fine, Daddy. How does she look?
Brown as a berry.
Has she seen the other children yet?
No, they're coming home tomorrow. My wife's had them up at Aunt Sophie's for a week.
Oh.
I'm really glad Snooks is home.
Oh, I'll bet you are, Daddy.
Well, as soon as I put her to bed, I'm going to read her camp report. I've been saving it till now.
Okay, Daddy. I hope she behaved while she was there.
Oh, there isn't a doubt in my mind, John. I'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.
So long, Daddy. Well, baby Snooks is back. All right, Snooks. Get ready for bed. Take off that dirty old sweatshirt and put on your nightie.
This is my nightie, Daddy.
Nightie?
Yes.
It's positively grimy. You can't sleep in that.
Why?
Now listen to me, Snooks. This is your first night home, and we don't want to have any arguments, do we?
Uh-huh.
Well, we're not going to. You're going to behave like the good, sweet little girl you are, and you're going to take off that dirty nightgown.
One more night won't hurt, Daddy.
One more night?
I've been sleeping in it for 6 weeks.
Oh, Snooks, I refuse to believe that. Didn't they tell you you had to change your nightclothes?
Mm-hmm.
Well?
Well, me and my tent mate changed with each other.
What?
Only her nightie was more beautiful and dirtier than mine. And she wore it all day, too.
Oh, this is preposterous. What kind of a camp did I send you to?
It was wonderful, Daddy.
Oh, well. Those people are going to hear from me tomorrow morning. Here, put this clean nightie on.
Well, you turn around and I'll put it on.
All right, but hurry up. Never heard of such a thing in my life. The idea of letting a poor child sleep in filthy clothes. You finished, Snooks?
All finished.
Well, that's better. Now, doesn't it feel nice and sweet and clean?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Oh, where's that other thing? I'll throw it in the laundry.
What other thing?
The one you took off.
I didn't take it off. I'm wearing it underneath.
Oh, Snooks. Come on now, off with those clothes. Now lift up your arms. Quickly. Come on. There. Now put this back on.
Well, don't throw the other one away, Daddy.
I'm going to put it in the laundry basket.
Well, wait till I get the toad out of the pocket.
Toad? You haven't been sleeping with a toad.
Ain't I?
Good heavens, a live toad.
Ain't he pretty, Daddy?
No, he's disgusting. Look out, I'll scoop him up with this magazine.
Why don't you pick him up?
I should say not. You mustn't handle toads with your bare hands.
Why?
Well, they say if a toad cries on your fingers, you get warts then. Oh, what's the matter with you?
I want some wood.
Snooks?
I want some
wood. Stop that. Let me get this reptile out of here. I got him. Sure. Hand me the shoebox, quick.
Here, Daddy. Make some holes for him so he can breathe.
I'll take care of him later. You go on to bed. It's way past taps.
Past what?
Taps.
What's that, Daddy?
Well, you're a fine camper. Didn't you have a bugler up there? One of the counselors?
Yeah. She was a beautiful redhead, Daddy. An old fella used to come around
that
and...
That doesn't interest me a bit.
Why?
Because whatever your beautiful bugler did was her own business.
Then why did they fire her?
I don't know.
I know.
Well, that's beside the point. And don't know so much. I'm just trying to explain what taps is.
Well, what is it?
Well, what did that bugler play when you went to bed at night?
I think it was post office. I said, hey, some kitchen in the back.
Oh, I mean, what did she play on the bugle?
I don't know.
She played taps, like this. Da, 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 da. That means lights out. Now, here we go.
Well, don't put the lights out, Daddy.
Why not?
I don't want to sleep in the dark.
Oh, nonsense. You know very well nothing can hurt you. When I put out the light, I leave an angel here.
No, put out the angel and leave a light.
Never been afraid to sleep in the dark before. You've always been satisfied when I told you there was an angel here.
Well, I'm tired of angels. I want something with skin on it.
That's blasphemy.
Well, I don't get Red over here.
Red? Mm. Red can't sleep here with you.
Why?
Because Red is a boy. And boys sleep with boys, and girls sleep with girls.
Why?
Because that's convention.
I don't want a convention. I just want Red.
Well, you can't have it. Now, you go right to sleep. Good night.
Good night, Daddy. Daddy?
Yes?
What are you going to do?
I'm going downstairs to read your camp report. And I hope I find it satisfactory.
I hope so, too, Daddy.
Did you have any trouble up there?
Trouble?
Yes, trouble.
You mean like trouble?
You know what I mean.
Oh, no, Daddy. I didn't have no trouble.
Well, I'll read the report. You go to sleep while I look it over. Good night.
Good night, Daddy. Daddy.
Oh, what is it?
Tell me your story.
No stories tonight. It's too late.
Well, I'm lonesome and you didn't tell me nothing. You didn't even tell me about Robespierre and the twins.
They're all fine. They'll be home tomorrow with Mommy.
Where have they been?
They've been staying at Aunt Sophie's house. She got a new baby, you know.
Aunt Sophie?
Yes. You have a new girl cousin now.
Another girl?
Yes.
She promised me a boy cousin.
Well, she brought home a girl.
It's just like Aunt Sophie. She always changes her mind at the last minute.
Too bad. Good night.
Good night, Daddy. Daddy!
Well, what do you want?
Where does our family get all those babies?
We buy them from the milkman.
We do not.
Why, sure we do. Didn't you ever see the sign on his milk truck? Family supplied?
I don't believe it.
I don't care.
Well, why don't you tell me where babies come from?
Oh, I've told you a million times. Babies come from heaven.
Red knows where he came from.
How do you know?
Because he told me.
Oh, that little ruffian. Uh-huh. I'll have him arrested. I don't want you to play with him anymore. Where did he tell you he came from?
From Chicago.
Oh. Well, don't play with him anyway. Now say your prayers and go to sleep.
All right, Daddy. Now I lay me down to sleep.
And pray.
And pray the Lord my soul to keep.
If?
If.
Go on, if.
If you hollers, let him go, eeny, me,